My organization is extremely disappointed that Governor Cuomo announced that we will not meet the November 29th deadline. As you might know, under the State Administrative Procedure Act, we needed to complete the regulations implementing the SGIS by November 29th, and the governor today said that it looks like we are not going to do that.
Okay, now there are a lot of people saying that it's really important to get a really good view of the health impacts that could be possible with this this kind of drilling, and that it's necessary to delay it and to make sure that that's done properly. What's your reaction to that kind of approach?
Kate, we've been hearing things like that for 4 years. Very early on in the process, we heard that there needed to be cumulative impact studies. Then we heard that there needed to be more health studies and socioeconomic studies. And, you know, there is a group out there that wants to delay to kill. The longer they can delay the process in New York, the more likely they are that to be able to shut down the process forever. Now, having said that, remember that I work with landowners, and the landowners are the ones who live there. It'll happen right here in my community. I live in Broome County, and we all want to make sure that this process is done safely. But we have been at this for over 4 years. It is the largest study undertaken by any state in the country ever, and for that matter, in the world. So to hear now at this late date, just as we get close to releasing the SGIS, that there needs to be more studies, it just doesn't ring true.
Okay, so what if you think it's not because of the study, do you have a theory as to what might be behind the delay?
Well, there's different issues that are happening. You know, I think we heard from the governor and we heard from Commissioner Martens that the entire SGIS process was going to be completed by the end of the summer. That didn't happen. It became clear to us that despite Governor Cuomo's statements that he wanted to be guided by the science and the facts, that politics absolutely took over. And so we ended up with a delay at the end of August, now, you know, looking at this new health review. And so Commissioner Shaw will go through the health review. We have confidence in the commissioner, by the way, and his ability to accurately review the facts, review the science, and come out with a report. But it's not as if the health department has been looking at this for the very first time. They've been looking at health impacts all along the way during the entire SGIS process. And remember, we have been at oil and gas drilling for 100 years in New York. We have 14,000 active wells right now. That's the point that I think everybody has to understand. It might be new to certain regions of the state, but it is not new. It's going on throughout the country. Other states have been involved in health impact studies. Other countries have been involved in health impact studies. There's a great study in Australia, by the way, that is a long-term study following oil and gas workers for many, many years. And what they're finding is that pretty much some of what we've been saying, the greatest health impact that we're seeing in New York is the health impact of poverty and unemployment. That has a tremendous impact on people in upstate New York. But when people are working and they're productive, they're happier, they're healthier, and those are the types of things we're going to be seeing in our state if we're allowed to go forward with this opportunity.
Okay. So what are the implications for the group that you represent having the delay now put in place? It looks like the earliest that the regulations could come out is March 1st.
Well, we are struggling in upstate New York. I just received calls this week. I've got a landowner who is about to lose his farm. I have another one who has to sell minerals to try to protect the property and maintain his farming business. I have another client who called who is very ill and is not doing well at all. These are the kinds of calls that I'm receiving on a regular basis. Landowners that I work with have held out hope that we'd be able to market our minerals, that they would be able to turn around their personal circumstances, that they'd be able to save their farms, that we'd be able to revitalize the dying communities that we have in upstate New York. We have a small example here in Windsor in Broome County where there's a pipeline coming up from Pennsylvania, the laser pipeline. There's also a compressor station in Windsor. That compressor station has an assessed value of $24 million, and this September, Windsor's school taxes went down by 5 to 8%. even though their school budget went up. Those are the types of things that we're going to be seeing. If you're an elderly person on a fixed income, you should be screaming for this opportunity to come to our state. And look at the jobs that we've been losing. Look at our unemployment rates. Look at really the revenue that will be needed to repair the damage from downstate New York from the floods. This is an opportunity that really is unlike any that we'll see in our lifetime. And, you know, for the past 4 years, we've also seen the greatest recession that we've seen in our lifetime. So it's frustrating to us that this greatest opportunity we failed to capitalize on it at a time when we're hurting so badly right now.
Just to play devil's advocate here, a lot of people are saying that the timeline is not as crucial because gas prices have gone down, and that making sure that long-term health effects won't affect the kind of land of people who are going to allow drilling around them is very important. So what is your view on that?
I want to make sure that everybody, that you understand that, of course, it's important. No one that I work with is saying that it's not important. But I think we also have to understand that these health issues have been studied. They've been studied by our states. They've been studied by other states. And, you know, the risks that people fear locally because they're not really experienced with it have been addressed. And so that's what concerns us the most. These calls for brand new studies, to me, in the face of all the other studies that have already been done, all the other reviews that our state has already done, those are calls that are just calls for delay for delay's purposes. And as long as they can delay, then they'll be able to, I think, have the best chance of stopping the process. And I talk to these groups on a regular basis. There's no middle ground, and that's the problem. The landowners want to make sure that we are protecting the properties because we live there, because we will leave our properties to our children. We will farm them. We'll continue to stay there and protect it. We're the best stewards of the land. But there is no middle ground with many people opposed to drilling. So, if, for instance, if you suggested then, well, why don't you work with us to try to improve the process and do the best protections, they'll just flatly deny it and refuse because they don't care about really making better regulations. They only care about stopping it, shutting it down forever. And you can see if you go on to their websites, that's what they're committed to do. And it's frustrating, too, because we're not talking about just stopping the process of hydraulic fracturing. They're also, right now in New York, the industry employs 5,000 jobs. They would like to shut down that existing industry as well. And that's just something we can't afford. It's something that's not wise. And it's something that impedes this energy revolution that is going on in our country. New York has to get into the game. President Obama believes that natural gas is going to be part of our future. It's key to our energy independence. We need Governor Cuomo to be on that same page that all of our national politicians have been on.